Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin, and today I am bringing one of the most special guests I've ever brought on this podcast ever, an absolute legend, somebody who we've been able to watch grow from our course, but also had success in the industry, is having success in the industry, and has become a really good friend. Today, I'm very excited to bring you all Mrs. Roxy Tirado, who was able to break into medical device sales in 6 weeks with one of the largest companies in the world in the energy division, has been able to close multiple large deals, has become a full line rep in 17 months, not 2 years like you'll hear from everybody else. And while she has been a rep, has absolutely crushed it, made some big deals already. My favorite topic of today is being a woman because it is International Women's Month. And who better to speak about that than a woman in med device sales, absolutely crushing it. So, Roxy, welcome to today's show.
Thanks, Jacob. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be back.
Yeah, it's so good to have you back and so good to have you here and just being able to see you today, but also I know it's going to be so helpful for so many people, and especially all the women that are going to listen to this, how much it's going to encourage them. And that's why I was so excited to have you on because you are someone who has just absolutely crushed it. I always tell people, you remind me of like the girl version of myself, but you're better. And so that people should just continue to just watch you and like continue to learn from you because you are so good at what you do. Just so proud to have you come in the course and break it in 6 weeks to watch you grow and the person you've become, but also the rep that you've become. It's been absolutely amazing. And I am just so proud to have you on here because I know you are going to just be able to share so many great gems with others that I'm really hoping encouraging and is encouraging to a lot of women that want to be in med device sales or that are in med device sales.
Yeah, I am excited to hopefully motivate and inspire other women to get into it, regardless of what you might be told.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. We're going to dive in that one today. But before we go too deep into it, Roxy, can you just give a little intro for yourself as well? So if people don't know who you are, they have a little bit better understanding.
So my name's Roxy Tirado. I am happily married, going on 6 years, 11 years together as of March. I'm born and raised in California. I'm 29 years old now. That's kind of crazy to say. I've been in med device for just shy of 2 years. It'll be 2 years in May, thanks to Mr. Jacob here. And I broke in with one of the biggest companies in the world, and I'm so incredibly grateful to be here and be in the spot that I'm in, and hopefully inspire other people. But fun fact, I have six dogs. For those that don't know. And yeah, Jake, I'm just very, very, very thankful for you. And, hopefully other people get inspired by this. Background, I'm doing this totally backwards, which is
Hey,
not
I
me.
like it. Keep it going.
Background, it sounds like forever ago. I was a medical scribe. I was pre-med at the time. I also did some medical assisting things, assisting doctors in office and whatnot with in office procedures for a surgical practice. So I worked with surgeons with multiple different backgrounds, but I was not a surgical tech. I didn't have sales experience. I didn't have any of that. I wasn't a nurse. I was managed to break in, thanks to you.
Well, and you've also absolutely crushed it. And so people can have a little bit better understanding. Can you kind of, again, I don't need you to go into all the specific details, but I do want you to brag about yourself a little bit because Rox, you have absolutely crushed it. Like you have done so many amazing things in the short time that you've been in med device sales, which again, I will just always keep saying that you don't need to be in somewhere for 20 years to absolutely crush it in an industry. But the reason I'm just saying that is because, again, there's going to be people watching it. And it's always like, even why do we listen to Roxy? Why do I listen to Jacob? Right? Because again, we just show the proof and be like, okay, this is what we've done. You can take it or leave it. It's your choice. But can you just give a little bit of background? Like you've been in the industry for under 2 years, but can you just share, again, we don't need specific, but some of the things that you've been able to accomplish while being in med device sales?
I broke in as an ASR. So, for those of you that don't know, it's an associate sales rep. So, it'd be entry level with in my opinion, the best company out there. But I, over that time, just as an associate, so I was an associate for 17 months in total, so a little under 2 years. And during that time, I'd say 6 months into it, I had the pleasure and the opportunity to cover for two reps that simultaneously ended up going on leave. So I was covering two territories, pretty much by myself, and really had to take ownership and dive in 110%, not with just one territory, but with two. And that definitely comes with trust. So I'd say overall, that's probably the number one thing as an associate. You're really building that entire time to build trust from your team, your manager, that you can prove that was able to make very, very, very much impact there. Huge increase in impact on both territories, which I'm very happy. My whole goal was just to make sure nothing fell down in flames and I had a job at the end of it. But I was, I think that's really what proved not only to my team, but also to myself that, oh, okay, yeah, we're rocking and rolling. If I can do this with two territories, give me one and let's see what I can do. So, I've accomplished a lot. I won't go into details, but I did have the opportunity to do that and then eventually broke in as a TM from there and was promoted in under 2 years, which is not very common, especially in a division like mine where you carry a combined bag. You do work in a surgical field. That tenure usually is something that they look to see, minimum of 2 years from. But with that, I am looking at some big things in the works currently and making some big waves in a territory that big waves haven't been made in really ever. So I won't take all the credit for that. I do have a really awesome team of people and I've had a huge support system, Jacob being a big part of that, outside of the company I work for. But yeah, it's all in a team's effort and, having other female leaders and mentors as well. You gotta have both.
Yeah, 1,000%. And one thing I just want you all to just hear from that, if you missed it, is 6 months into the job as an associate sales rep, gets thrown in and not only gets one territory, gets two territories because both reps have leave that they go on. And not only was she able to not have them burn down in flames, she actually was able to have them go up and actually get increased. And that says a lot about who she is as just a person, but also as a rep. And what I want you all to hear that, because if there's a lot of reps that are going to listen to this, they're like, I've been in for a year and I still don't think I could do one, right? And it's like, you were able to come in and you did two, you grew two while you were by yourself pretty much for the whole time, right? You did have a support team now that you're in it, in the new position. But by all that time, I know you and I had a lot of calls, right? We were talking about it. Hey, going through some strategy. Hey, what should you be doing? How are you going to split your time? And I just want to just, again, compliment you because you were able to handle that, which most reps by themselves couldn't handle. And as an associate with 6 months of experience, you were able to do for one of the largest companies in the world while also perform there. And then again, go into now you broke in under a year and a half, under 18 months as a full line rep. When again, everybody will tell you, you need 2 years, which isn't true, just so you know, if you're all out there. But then from there, you have already made a big impact in your territory as a full line rep. And the one thing I want to just continue, guys, for you to see is, like, again, Roxy, she's an amazing rep. And she will, even when I'm trying to yell at her to take the credit, she'll be like, nope, it wasn't me. It was the team. It was all the stuff. And like, again, she is just, I want you guys to know she is the absolute real deal. When VPs know your name, when you're an associate sales rep and they're like calling you, like, there's some big things going on there. And so I just want to just make that known for everybody, because again, that's, if you guys are at this point, you're like, why should I listen to Roxy? That's why. And if you don't understand after what we just said, why you should listen to him, yeah, just get off. Like, I can't help you at this point. So now as we go into it, Rox, like, I wanted to really make today's episode because it is being International Women's Month. We hear it all the time. You hear it all the time. Man, med device sales is the boys' club, right? It's just for men. It's just for boys. It's just for, oh, you have to go have a beer with the surgeons and we'll talk about all that stuff. But I really wanted to have you on because you are a woman in med device sales who has come in, absolutely crushed it, has probably dealt with some things while being a woman in med device sales that you can speak to, and also have been very successful already, which again, I've heard the losers and the people say, oh, you can't do it because you're a woman. Or you, I was telling you off air, like one of the girls that just called me, she's trying to break into med device sales, and a rep actually was like, you'll never break in because you're a girl, because I go have beers with my doctor. My doctor would never have a beer with you, right? Like, just like arrogant, silly stuff like that. And I hope the person who said that watches this and just gets so like offended and then reaches out to us, because they just stink at life. I would love to hear your perspective of, like what it has been like, because we have a podcast of sharing how you broke in and all that good stuff. But actually, like being a woman at a large medical device sales that's been a top performer, like doing what you're doing, what has that experience been like? And can you kind of speak to that just from your experience? Because I know you see it every single day as well.
I guess we'll take it back and kind of move along my journey as to how I encountered a lot of that. So, being a young female, no sales experience, you're going to get a lot of heat from the no sales experience, right? Traditionally, but I definitely would say as a female, you do see a little bit more of that depending on who you're talking to and the division. So I'll keep the company. Company names and all that stuff kind of confidential. But I was told on more than one occasion, all the same things. You're female, you don't have sales experience, go get B2B. But even then, you're gonna have a tough time. You're a young female, you're married, you don't have kids yet. Are you sure you don't want a family? Like, am I gonna hire you and you're just gonna go off and go on maternity leave? Just really inappropriate things that are said. And I think working with surgeons for a long time, and obviously working with you, you have to build thick skin, right? So that's the number one thing I'll say for any ladies that are looking to go into this field. And it's just not just ladies, but just everyone. You have to have thick skin. Surgeons at the end of the day, doctors at the end of the day, you don't know what kind of day they've had. Same thing with staff. I was just in a case yesterday that I ended up leaving at like, I want to say, what time did I go home? I got home at 6. The case went on until 12:30, and that surgeon was on call the night before. So, this was a really, really long time, and I didn't take anything personal, and that's kind of the job. And it's the same thing when you're going through it. So you do have to take everything with a grain of salt. But then, moving into now being an associate, I had multiple people telling me, that I networked before. Oh, I see you didn't take my advice. You should have went and got sales experience. Good luck with that. You're gonna drown. So I'm very much, I chose a very male-dominated field when I wanted to go into the industry of medicine to go into surgery. And then I said, well, if I'm going into any industry, I'm going to prove everyone wrong, and even better that I'm female, and it was really awesome to have a female, a lot of female leadership and female mentorship, because that's honestly how you get through a lot of it. You can't go through the process alone, and having other men be supportive of you like you has made a huge impact in my process. So being now from an associate to a full-line rep, you get into the OR with competitors that are men, and they look you up and down, try to intimidate you, and stand there all awkwardly staring you down. And I just giggle now, and I just face things kind of on the front end and make conversation. Hey, how's your day going? And they're just kind of like, wait, why am I not intimidating you? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I know I look like a cute, sweet, little girl, but no. I'm silent and deadly, and I'm friendly with all my competition. You never know when you're going to work with someone. So, I've even dealt with it with, surgeons, before I even had this job, and unfortunately, as a female, you have to know a line. You again can't take anything out of context, and you have to learn how to work around it, right? A lot of the times you can avoid certain situations. I really take it upon myself to not attend dinners by myself, right? Making sure I have a male colleague with me. Anytime that I might go to an event or something else, company related, or if there's a PACE course or some kind of educational thing, I'm never with a male surgeon or staff member alone in an enclosed space. It's always like a public setting. So, as far as females go, be prepared for that. Have those people that can walk you through how to navigate that situation, because it can be sticky. But at the end of the day, don't listen to anything that anyone says. And unfortunately, if you do and you let it get to you, then it's probably not the best fit for you.
Well, first off, that's a couple of great pieces that I just want to touch on that you said. Like, number one is it's absolutely hysterical to me to watch these men be like, oh, because again, we talk about this all the time in med device sales. It's a very egotistical world, right? Like, it's the same thing for me, right? Oh, you're some young kid. Like, shut up. Who are you? Like, we got all the DMs, got people telling me to F off all the time when I was first starting. But the reason I'm saying that is like, okay, now they're going to a woman, and what happens is they actually get intimidated by you, but then they're egotistical and they'll be like, oh, you'll never do it. Because again, welcome to, if I haven't done it, well, there's no chance that you could do it, right? And then this is where these people pigeonhole themselves and why they get their butts kicked. Because again, they just think they're God themselves, and then they find out maybe they're not. You'll meet those people who A, just say that, like, oh, you'll never do it, because if I didn't know do it, or I don't know anybody who's done it, like, you'll never be able to do it. And then, like, for example, like, I just grit my teeth when you're telling me, like, oh, I heard you didn't take my advice, like, you're gonna learn. Like, those people are literally who wake me up out of bed every single morning and like make me want to do all the things that I do in life, is because it's all the people who don't do it for themselves. They're gonna go hate on others, which is just the biggest loser mentality I've ever heard, is like, they're gonna go out of their way to then talk down to you, to tell you what you can never do, and then to make themselves feel better. And then they're gonna just be like, you should have listened. And then what I love to see is now you're gonna go see them and smile at them, and then they're just gonna be like dog between the tail and be like, oh, I never said that. But the reason I'm just saying that to any woman out there is like, you will get that. Like, and also to my fellas out there, you will get that as well, right? But like, this is focused more for women today, is like, you're gonna go through that aspect of people just don't think you're good enough because you're a woman. And like that, like the fact that I get so frustrated by the fact of like, oh, you're married, that's gonna hold you back. Wait, what? Oh, don't you want kids? Yeah, you probably do at some point. If you don't, great too. You know what I mean? Like, why is it for them to choose? Right. And so that's the whole conversation I have, is like, it's just hilarious what you like. That's things I've never faced. And I'm really glad you touched on that, Rox, because it's again, like, for my women out there that are trying to like go after a career, go after making a difference. Because again, the funniest thing is, you know how many women I know crushing men to buy sales who have families? Like, so many, right? Like, that's just immature or insecure people being like, oh, you'll never do this and all that stuff. So again, I just have to put that out there. But one thing you touched on that I really do want to touch on for everybody to hear as well is the fact of like being smart, right? With you being a female in med device sales, we talk about this in our course to our people all the time. And the honest truth is, if you're a female, like, you have to be careful on who you're on calls with, and you have to be careful. Like, we just had this conversation with one of our students. Like, there's a lot of med device guys who just start making a couple, like, they make 100 grand or start making a couple hundred grand, and they think they're God themselves, and they think they're like this hot roller. And now an attractive girl who's trying to break in the industry hits them up, and they're like, "B, yeah, sure, I'll get a cup of coffee with you." And like, we have to talk to our girls about this, is like, hey, don't always. You probably should do a phone call. Let's be a little weary of if you're getting coffee with these people, because is it actually like they're getting coffee because they want to help you, or is it a coffee that they think you might become their girlfriend or wife or something other than that, right? And it is just the honest truth. And what you made a comment, and I would love for you to speak on, is like, hey, being with somebody at all times, right? Because it's the same thing, like, I don't think about that being a guy. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go meet with guys, like, I'm gonna just go do my thing. Now, if there's a woman, it's just me and her, then yes, I have to think very smartly of like who I'm around and all that. But I would love for you to speak on that. And then I'd also, we can talk a little bit more about surgeons, because I kind of want to dive deep on that, because I've seen it firsthand, but I haven't experienced it. You know, I have from a female doing that to me, and it's a little different, like, from that aspect. But like, I just want to kind of touch on those points, because those are big points that I don't think gets talked about in the industry enough. And like, that's one thing I love about having the platform we do, is like, some people will see this and they'll be like, why is he talking about this? Oh, you shouldn't do that. It's like, I think people should know about really what goes on inside.
So the first thing, as far as like being smart and being strategic when you are, encountering a male counterpart, and this also goes, ladies, this also goes to, those of you that, you're in the industry and you're with your male counterparts and other things. Just you have to be careful, right? You have to really get to know someone, et cetera. And I was really blessed to have a very supportive manager and a really great TM at the time when I was an associate. You have to have people you can confide into, and be, able to go to for advice and, hey, this is the situation, what do I do? For example, I met my manager now, at a Starbucks for one of my interviews. But, I had talked to the whole team. I felt like I knew this guy for, a really long time. He's just such an incredible person. So, getting to know the people around them is also important. But, if it's a first time thing. You haven't really talked to anyone else. The situation's kind of foggy. You know, they're wanting to go out for drinks, just you and them, and they aren't inviting their team. Because most of the time, anytime I've been invited out for something like that, when I've been trying to interview or network to get in, it's always like me and my team or me and my counterpart or something for that reason to make you feel comfortable. So usually when they go out of their way to not do that, it's just something that you want to be able to have a mentor or a coach or someone to lean on. I called Jacob plenty of times for multiple things like that. And then as for surgeons, so it's been surgeons, it's been, you know, staff. You have to be smart about it. You know, you can't be naive about it. This is the, you know, the world we live in, unfortunately. And the only thing that I'll say for you ladies is, you know, you have to, people are probably going to hate me for saying this, but you also have to take in consideration the difference between a compliment and crossing the line, right? So, you know, if someone compliments you, "Oh, you look beautiful today. Thank you," right? Don't get your panties in a wad and think that you take that the wrong way. But there's a difference between that and, "Oh, you know, I've never seen you wear scrubs like that before," you know, really inappropriate comments. So, you know, that's where the social awareness in this job comes on. And I think a lot of managers think of that too when they hire someone. You know, social awareness goes outside of just the direct sales of the job, right? It goes to that too.
1,000%. And what I want, first off, I just want to put like a little thing out there. It's not that every man's an animal and a pig and like he's the worst person trying to get you. Like, I just want to put that out there. I want that to be touched on because, like, for example, if you are a rep that's trying to network with another rep, or like, or you're someone trying to get in the industry and you're networking with just a rep and they're like, "Hey, let's just go grab coffee," right? That's different than if you have an interview with somebody, or for example, like that space that you just mentioned, Roxy, it's the hiring manager, right? That's different. If it's the person hiring for the job or like that piece of it, different. If it's just Joe down the street who works at a company who's like, "Yeah, you seem hot," but he's not going to say that. He's going to be like, "Oh, yeah, this sounds great. I'm free Friday night at 5 p.m. You want to go grab drinks? Like, we can talk about med device sales. Like, I'll tell you what's not happening at 5 o'clock on a Friday night. You're not talking about med device sales. And if you are, get a life." No, I'm just kidding. But the reason I'm just saying that to everybody is just to think about that. But like you said as well, dealing with surgeons, like I've seen it. Like, I've watched surgeons be like, they've said stuff, and I'm like, you could go to jail probably for that. Like, in that aspect, like, again, but it's very like it's a fine line. People are gonna do what they do. The one thing I can just say here, because I being a man in med device sales, like, it's not like you only work with men surgeons and men counterparts, like, right? Like, we have that as well. It's just, this is what I'm going to sit here and tell you all, whether you're a man or a woman, always be professional in every aspect. It doesn't matter if they're flirting with you and everything, you just keep it professional. Because I'll sit here and tell you, I've watched a lot of reps, they start to try to nudge the line. And then what happens if you start to nudge the line? You flirt a little bit, you do some stuff, and then guess what? They get mad at you. Or they thought you led them on, or they whatever it is, and now you just lost business. Like, I sit here and tell people all the time, like, my mentor in fitness, the best advice he ever gave to me was like, and again, if you have kids, maybe turn this down right now, but like, what I would just sit here and tell you, my mentor, with the best advice he ever gave me, he's like, "You never sleep with one of your clients. You never sleep with anybody at this gym. You never are going to touch anybody in a romantic area in this vicinity or outside if they come here." Right? Because the whole conversation is, there's the whole world. There's literally the whole world to go date. The people that you do not want to do is you, like, everyone's like, "Oh, mixed business and pleasure." Like, no, because that is the fastest. Like, I can't tell you how many times in the industry I watched a rep hook up with a nurse. I watched a rep hook up with like somebody in the industry. And then guess what happened? Screwed them. Because guess what? Unless you marry that person, it ends sometime. And from my experience in the dating world, normally when one person ends it, it's usually not mutual at the both, and they're like, "Oh, this is great," right? And then I've watched like someone who like was with a nurse that ruined the whole account. Because guess what that nurse did? Hated that rep, went through out of her way, because she has nothing better to do than to go just ruin it, go to talk to doctors, right? Like, the reason I'm just saying that is something you have to understand, and vice versa. If like you're a girl, like all this stuff, like, I've heard the horror stories of like, one time I heard like a pharma rep is like, "Oh, was with the doctor so she could make a couple hundred extra grand for a couple of years." You know what I mean? And then it's like, unless you're marrying that person. Like, there's all this stuff. And so again, that is like, I know, a very adult thing to talk about, but like the reality of it is it's, we're in a life of that, right? You're in the OR, you're with surgeons, you're with people, like you're in this stuff. It's a very professional, like everybody knows what I'm talking about. If you're a rep and you've been at conferences, right? It's like, or you go to a national sales meeting. Good God, alcohol is flowing. There's a lot of like love in the air, which there might be love, there might not be love. There's a lot of lust. I don't know, but like, it's always just being professional in those settings. And to set yourself up, because I'm sitting here telling you, my friends, don't be that person who ruins your career because of one night or one opportunity or one other thing. Because again, once you do that, you can't take it back. And so I just wanted to touch on that, Rox, because again, I wanted to help somebody right there, that they'll be like, oh, oh, the doctor, or I hear it all the time. Oh, the doctor or the rep or whatever. They're so dreamy. No, like, go watch The Bachelor for God's sake and be dreamy on there, right? But like, not in those aspects. So the reason I'm just sitting here telling everybody I wanted to touch on that is because, Rox, you're dead on. And like, hey, if you are a woman in med device sales, you have to be aware. Like, don't just blindly start going. It's great to have like mentors like yourself or like other women who have gone through that aspect, but also just be smart. But again, it's not every man's a pig. Like, not every person is trying to like do that stuff. It's just, we want to make you aware inside the industry there. Now, what I want to transition into a little bit now is like, can you talk about, do you see and have you felt that it's been different from like you seeing your male counterparts inside the industry with getting deals done, maybe getting access to certain things, compared to like being a woman?
So I would say I'm pretty lucky as to my manager and my team. I feel like that, again, going back to making sure that you really do your research and network properly to really get to know the people you'd be working with and the people you'd be working for. I personally haven't really experienced that directly, but I have had a lot of female counterparts in other areas, and I won't go into detail on that, but I do see it often. I've seen it all the way up the food chain, but again, having, paying attention when you are looking for roles, whether you're currently in and you're looking to transition for a promotion or whatever have you. One of the biggest things that caught my eye is that I saw a lot of females in leadership positions, right? And that really spoke to me because that's something I really want to have long term. And it was also important to me that, they were supportive of other women. I'm just going to take kind of the ghost out of the closet here. You have two types of women, I think, just in general, but specifically in a male-dominated field, whether that's medicine directly, med device, whatever. You have the women that support other women that want to mentor you and give you support, and then you have the other women that see you as competition, and vice versa. And instead of mentoring you and guiding you in the right directions, maybe they fight against you. Maybe they've fed into, a boys club and they, don't support you in that way. So I think really making sure you get to know those people and see how you're received by them and how they treat you is really important. And I've been really lucky to have a lot of female leaders to mentor me, and they know exactly who they are. So huge shout out to every single one of you, because I wouldn't be here without you. But yes, I have seen it. It is unfortunate, but it does happen. I've seen it more so probably in some divisions than others, which I think everyone could kind of read between the lines. And once you start researching, you'll understand what I mean by that.
Yeah, no, and I think that's really good, and I appreciate you saying that. One thing I wanted to kind of circle back on what you said earlier, but like going into what you're saying, is one thing that you mentioned earlier that I didn't touch on right away is the tough skin of being able to, like, you find somebody like who's a mentor, but like again, they you can't climb these ladders without being, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, like you have to, like you said, you can't take stuff personal. Like being in med device sales, a lot of times you guys will find out you're just a punching bag, but you decide what kind of punching bag you are, right? Like, I always joked around with people, like my first year in med device sales, it was, I'm going to be the golden retriever that's just shaking my butt. And they yell at you, you just keep shaking the butt, right? Like, we all know about that dog that's like the happiest dog. You can yell at it and they're just like clueless and having fun, right? The reason I'm just saying that is because that's one of the things I see. But like, with, well, you've talked about this, is like, we also had Leah Rax on the show a while back, where she was an ortho, right? And she talked about, she was like one of the only girls at the national sales meeting in ortho. And she talked about that conversation, but she would be like, there'd be times I want to cry, but she's like, I want it because I'm not going to be known as the girl who's emotional and who's crying in the OR. She's like, I would go wait till I at least got to my car. Right. Like that. I'll just sit here and tell you, like, you and Leah, like, absolute killers, like absolute rock stars, great reps, great women, all the things with that. But the reason I'm just saying that is I wanted to just teach that and like put that out there for people is like, it's not just women, right? Like in med device sales, if you don't have tough skin, if you are sensitive, like, good Lord, get ready. Right. Because that's just sales 101. You will walk in and you'll be like, hey, doc. And they'll be like, screw you. And you'll be like, I just said hi. You know what I mean? Like, but again, we don't know what's going on in their life. You know, like somebody just yelled at them. They just had a patient go bad, like whatever it was. Right. And so just, you can't learn to take things personal. But I just wanted to touch on that because you talked about like having thick skin, but then, you know, like being able to climb the ranks, like you said that you saw people in leadership and you've seen a lot of females in leadership. And I really love that about you is because you are somebody who's just like, I want to continue to grow. I continue want to go where my path is and I see the future and I see where I could be and go. And can I just have you talk a little bit about like what about that? Like, cause you've had great mentors, you see where that can go. Again, I've worked with a lot of great women in med device sales that are high, holding very high positions, but I want to just hear kind of like from you personally, cause it's something I will never understand is like, you know, you're in a male dominated area and being like, hey, this is what I want to do and why I want to do it for others.
Yeah, so I think first things first, I'm going to say this a lot, is making sure you do your research and network properly. Ask the right questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions about things. And so something that I was important to me that I asked about in every interview process I had gone through was, you know, do you have a women empowerment group? Do you have a women's network group through your company, distributor, whoever? Just because it's so, so important to have that kind of support. So that's the first thing. Second thing is being very observant, which being a rep, you should, right? But not only seeing women in leadership and in other areas, but, you know, again, do they give back to the women in their communities? How do they perceive you? How do they, you know, how do they give advice, et cetera? Are they willing to? Are they willing to help? I would say it's been phenomenal to be able to see that because in getting to know, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, I feel like for anyone out there, whether it's women or men, doesn't matter or whoever. But when you're new, I think a lot of people decide to not get out of their comfort zone to sit down and have a conversation with people, you know, in what I would consider like, you know, the C-suite of med device, right? So higher leadership, you know, get out of your comfort zone and get comfortable being uncomfortable, as some of my trainers had embedded into my brain. And, you know, get to know that person on a personal level and hear how, you know, their struggles, you know, got them to where they're at. And, you know, a lot of times just finding those mentors, and it doesn't have to be in that company necessarily, even, you know, it could be externally. I was lucky enough to have a lot of those come from my company that I work with, but having that kind of inspiration and seeing someone to be able to go from point A to point Z, and not only that, but also have female and very strong male support for that, that spoke a lot to me because that isn't the case with every company. It's not the case with every division. And so for me personally, I'm like, I'm a female and I would love to be in management. And, you know, hopefully one day, maybe I can go further than that. I'd love to be able to support and empower other women to do the same thing, which is why I'm here on the podcast today. But I have seen a lot of great things come from that, but you also have to be willing to do the same thing. So those of you that are listening to this that are in the current industry, you know, if you're having a busy week, et cetera, you know, take the phone call, especially with other women. I make an a extra effort to try to, you know, fit in a couple extra phone calls for other women looking into the industry, because it can be hard, like I said, to find that, but it's hard on either end, but, you know, take the phone call, take the time, ask the right questions, be observant, be engaged. That's really big. And not to kind of veer off here, but I do want to give just kind of a moment for a shout out for all of the male support that I've had, including Mr. Jacob here. Unfortunately, you know, the world is not all female and the world's not all male, but when you're in a male dominated field as women, you know, for any of my feminists, et cetera, out there, you know, you have to love both sides. Okay. You have to love both sides. You have to build your network properly of both. And I've been so incredibly blessed to have to have both, but you have to have both. You know, you don't try to be one of the boys in just the boys club. You know, build your network with both.
It's such good advice because, again, it goes for both where you're at, man, woman, like it doesn't matter. And the one thing I do just want to just continue to just state is like, we've had the girls like reach out, and guys, again, guys get this as well. So, right. I don't want you to feel like, but like, for example, I just get it more with our female listeners, people that we have in our course and our people as well. It's like, hey, you're a girl, you won't break in, or hey, you can't go have a beer with one of the doctors, or hey, you won't be able to do this because of ABC, right? Oh, you might get married, and what about this, right? And I just want to put this like encouragement out there is like, again, we have a saying in New to Medical Device Sales. I'm gonna make a t-shirt of it. I've already said it. We've got it drafted. I just need to make it out already. But it's like, eagles don't fly with pigeons. And for the love of God, stop listening to a bunch of pigeons that are just pecking the ground, eating some breadcrumbs when you can go be an eagle, fly high, and then also eat some salmon for dinner, right? The reason I'm just saying that is like, there's going to be a lot of people who put you down. There's going to be a lot of people who tell you you can't do something. And it's literally why this podcast exists. It's why we both exist. Because guess what? We both got told we'll never break in. We got both told we'll never perform. We both got told we'll never make a difference in people's lives, right? We won't be able to coach people, won't be able to help people, won't be able to help them break in and do their dreams. And so the reason I'm just sitting here telling you this is like, please, whoever's listening to this, like, just continue to believe in yourself. Continue to know that there's people who want you to win, even if there is a competitive industry, because I'll sit here and tell you my whole goal, my whole focus on everything has always been like, how do we just build the tallest building by building the tallest building, not by tearing other buildings down, right? And I get that from Gary Vee. Gary Vee is awesome. If you guys don't watch him, like, you should, but like, I'm just telling you guys that is just continue to trust in yourself, do the work. And like, please, I'm sitting here telling you as somebody who started this, and the reason you listen to this podcast 4 years ago, who just picked up a phone and was like, I just want to help a person, right? To like what it's grown into today. It's like awesome. But I'll just sit here and tell you, like, don't ever for a second believe other people who are just going to go out of their way to tell you why you suck, why you're not good enough, why you'll never perform, why you won't be where you want to be. Because I'm sitting here telling you, it's why they're not happy. It's why they can't continue to grow in their career. And they're just going to continue to put their doubts on. One last thing I just got to say is, I've talked about it. Roxy's got this from me probably about 1,000 times, and it's a quote by Jay-Z. And he's like, my uncle told me I'd never sell 1 million records. I sold 1 million records like 1 million times. And that track plays in my head every single day. Literally, people are going to put their doubts on you, what you can't do. Like, Roxy hopefully has empowered so many people and encouraged so many people from this podcast to show you like, yeah, you can do it. Yeah, you can break in under 2 months. Yeah, you can come in and actually crush it and run a territory, two territories in 6 months. You can break in as a full line rep in under 2 years. You can actually perform once you're in there. You actually can get on calls and help other people. You actually can climb at one of the largest companies in the world, no matter what anybody else says. But you do have to believe in yourself, number one. And number two, get the support system. Because I'll sit here and tell you, like, I'm so freaking proud of Roxy and watching her grow up. And not grow up, but like just mature and just continue to like see her develop as a human being, but as a sales rep and as a person, like what she's been able to do over the last 2 years is amazing. So Roxy, again, just like congratulations to you. It's been so fun to watch your journey. And I know this is just the beginning. So congratulations to you on everything you've accomplished thus far.
Thank you. If there's one more thing I can add,
yeah,
for anyone that's currently a rep, and even honestly, even those that are coming from the healthcare field, really find those women that empower other women, and get to know your female surgeons as well, mm-hmm. or your female doctors, or your nurses, you know, your charge nurses, OR directors that are female. I think it's important to learn about their journey, because you'd find actually that they're very similar and you have the similar struggles. And what better way to, you know, bond with someone than, you know, over something like that. And some of my biggest mentorship as far as female empowerment come from my female surgeons and, yep. you know, my nurses that, you know, have taken me under my wings. Don't be afraid to build that network, even outside of med device specifically, because medical device is medicine still. You're still in the medical field. So take the time to learn about their journeys too, because they deal with the same struggles, you know, the same pushback. Yep. I actually talked to one of my female surgeons that I was with yesterday when I was a new rep, and she had shared a story with me about, you know, she has to work X amount of, you know, more. She has to work more, 10 times, you know, more than her male counterparts, you know, as a female surgeon. to get the same kind of care for their patients to, this, and this. And that is really inspiring to hear that on that end and to be able to work alongside someone like that. And, someone as young as her to be, given the opportunities that she has and to have turned them down because she had the option to do that, So, I wanted to highlight that for anyone that's currently a rep. Sometimes you can go deeper than just a superficial relationship and find that you have a lot in common.
1,000%. That's such good advice. And one last thing, you know how we like to always end it is that you've given so many gems, but whether you're a female or a male and you want to break into medical device sales, like Rox, what is your advice to people who are wanting to break in to get into med device sales, or if their reps already in this industry to continue to progress their career and have success? What would some of your advice be for them?
Number one, your follow-up. Okay, guys, that's number one over everything. Follow-up is so important. Meaningful relationships, not a one-time phone call type of deal. Relationships, value them. Communication, making sure you're communicating, right? So whether that's between you and your mentor, for my reps, it's between you and your team, your manager, other things. And fourth is, or is that third now? third thing is just, you have to have the confidence. You have to have the confidence, believe in yourself, and seek opportunities to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
That's so good. I love that. Like, because it's all true in every aspect. Again, you guys, like we talk about, like whether you're trying to break in or you're in the industry and you want to continue to grow, right? Everybody thinks it's just one time. And so what we talk about, do the job to get the job, like what we help people understand. But like what most people will never do is like the extra mile. They'll never do the extra step. They'll never grow. They're never continuing. That's why we can sit here and say, like, you know what? I can sit here for Roxy. She's never just sat and been like, I hope it happens, right? Like, you've always gone and made it happen. Like, that's what you have to do in this industry. That's what you have to do. Just transparently, you all, that's what you have to do in life. Everyone sits here and tells me, Jacob, I want to be financially free. I want to be like fit. I want to do like all these different things. Guess what it is? You just have to do it. Oh, but then they'll let their emotions get in, but it's hard, but it's blah, blah, blah. You can put whatever excuse in, but like what I'll sit here and tell you, my friends, is the time's going by either way. 3 months, 6 months, 12 months from now, you will either be better or you'll be worse. Or even scarier, still the same, right? Like what I'll just sit here and say is that's number one. And number two, I just want to share this with somebody out there to hopefully it can be helpful. It's hard. Life is hard in every aspect, but you have two hearts. You have the hard of doing the hard work and then getting what you're trying to accomplish and achieve. Or you have the hard of not doing that and then living with the consequences, right? Like I say this all the time. Like people will sit here and tell me, Jacob, it's hard to break into med device sales. Yeah, because you're trying to come in where you're going to be in the top 10% of Americans just by getting hired in the industry. It's hard to be successful in it. Yeah, because you're going up against thousands and thousands of people. They're also the same people who are like, it's hard because I can't pay my bills. I make $45,000 a year. Like, choose your heart, my friends. Like, this is what the real reality of it is. And this is why we do what we do, is we try to help you guys, is most people won't get out of their own way. And Alex Hormozi actually just made a great tweet and a great quote. And he said that if you want to stay broke, continue to take advice from your broke friends and then think you'll be rich. And the reason I'm saying that, hopefully that hits somebody, is like what Roxy just said, is you know why she's continued to grow, not only in med device sales breaking in, but like grow in her career and continue to grow up, is and continue to get progressed in her career, is because she continues to go find mentors and people to help grow her, support her, who have been where she wants to be. And then she's coachable, willing to put in the work, and they actually enjoy talking to her. Like, just so you know, there's a lot of your guys' success. So Roxy, you got anything else to add on that?
The only other thing I'll say is building your network is really important. And I don't necessarily mean that from a strategic standpoint. I also mean it from a support, end of things. I said it a million times on this podcast, but I really want you guys to hear me when I say it. It is important to surround yourself with people that believe in you. And in order for them to believe in you, you have to believe in yourself. And the other thing is just, you have to make sure that you're willing to put the work in, but also know when to celebrate wins. Don't wait until the end when something is about to close or when things are in writing. Learn to celebrate all the small wins and celebrate the people that contribute to that. Because the more and more that I've observed over the last couple of years is all of the best people that I've seen, whether they're just reps, managers, whoever, They're the people that don't take all the credit for everything. Share the credit and, give credit where it's due, because I guarantee you it's not all just falling on you. And no pun intended with that.
Well, that's so good. And like also just to that point is my friend's gratitude. Like what Roxy's saying is just gratitude. Like if you wake up and you're just like thankful for where you're at and you continue to grow and like other people who have helped you, you say thank you to them and you just continue. Like I can just sit here and tell you, like, it's never been just like, oh, it's just me all by myself, right? Like it's continued to be team efforts. It's people who I've always helped in every deal that we've ever got done, like you or me. Like it's always, there's never just one person, right? And that's the thing, just continuing to learn, and just continue to just ask for the help. I just talked to one person. I just got to put this out there for somebody because hopefully it is. The amount of times I hear somebody saying, I'm prideful because I want to do it by myself. That's how you stay broke and stuck and how you don't progress in a career. Because guess what? You don't know a lot. The reason I just say that is because my conversation with them was, does LeBron James or Michael Jordan, did they have coaches? Yep. If you didn't know that, they did. So the reason I'm just saying is you look at the best business people, the best salespeople, the best all, every single successful person I've ever met, they all have mentors, they all have coaches, they all have people that they work with because why? They know they have stuff they can always be improving on. They know there's probably people who have gone through things they haven't gone through yet who can save them time and can actually help them go navigate that. Exactly what you said earlier. You might have never been in a position, but guess what? One of the women in leadership that you have talked to might have been in that position. So guess what? You can learn from them. And so that's what I just want you all to think about because it's all great. I watch people do this all the time. They'll be prideful and they're like, I'm going to do it by myself. I'm going to get my own deals done. I'm going to break in by myself. I'm going to do that. And those are the same silly gooses who call me and they're like, it took me 14 months and I came in at $60,000 and now I don't know what to do. Compared to you can actually just learn how to actually do it. So like the what I would just encourage you all is just never stop learning, never stop growing, never like whoever it is. I'm not saying it's me, I'm not saying it's Roxy, whoever it is, just make sure you go find people who have done what you want to do, can show you that they've done it with other people and like coach people and that actually care about you as a human being. You're not just a transaction, you're not just like a waste of their time. It's they're only calling you when they whenever it is, they actually just care about you as a human being because that's what this life is about and that's how you'll progress in your career so much. So, Rox, I just want to say thank you so much for your time today and just sharing your experiences because you've actually crushed it so stinking hard. And it's just so cool to continue to watch you crush it. And this is just the beginning. So I know you're going to continue to crush it. But I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your day to just share some of your experiences and some of your insights with us and the listeners.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And it's awesome. It's kind of crazy that I'm back here under 2 years, but I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for you. So for anyone listening to this, trust me, if you can get 10 minutes of Jacob's time, it's cherish it. Come ready with questions. There's nothing more irritating. And no other way to irritate Jacob more than coming unprepared with something. But I owe a lot to this man and other people surrounding me. So just, thank you for everything.
Well, I'm so proud of you guys. And if you want to press that like and subscribe button, it does help us grow this channel. If you guys are looking to break into medical device sales, we do help people do that. Our average person breaks in 8.2 weeks at $94,478 as of the recording of this. And we are just so proud. We've just got a 22-year-old hired as a full-line rep at over $140,000. So it is doable. Don't let anybody tell you can't do that. But also, just so you know, it's very interesting to see some of our others, like our podcast first year in medical device sales. We actually get a lot of people who aren't in the industry listening to that who also are interested. So if you did not know, we have a course. We do teach people. It's more of a mentorship, and we teach you how to break into medical device sales. But also, it's been fun to see we're getting associate sales reps and full-line reps that are from first year in medical device sales reaching out to us because they want to have success. They actually want to make sure that they're doing the right things, or they're looking for a new position and they actually want to come in over 130 grand, 150 grand. So if you guys are interested, please feel free to reach out, new to medical device sales or Jacob McLaughlin on LinkedIn. Always love connecting with you guys. But again, just always putting all this content out there for free because I just want you all to win. I want you to succeed. Until next time, keep going after your goals. Hopefully you break in or you hit quota, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.